You woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning. S.P. Well, you have no business to sleep. Doctor, you must live your own life. S.P. I will. Doctor, that will be in a dark dungeon if you do not behave yourself. S.P. How do you know? Doctor, you cannot stay here. You had better be humble and ask for help. That is what you need. My wife and I have been following this work for many years, and she allows all sorts of spirits to use her body, so they may be helped. S.P. Sarcastically, she is very good. Doctor, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Do you see your mother? S.P. I don't want to see her. I don't want to call her away from heaven. Doctor, since heaven is a condition of happiness, she could not be in any heaven with a daughter like you, she could not be happy. Suppose you were in heaven, and had a daughter, would you like her to act as you do? S.P. I do not act contrary. What is the situation? Tell me that. Doctor, I have already told you the situation. You are controlling my wife's body. S.P. How do I do that? Doctor, because of higher laws, and because you are a spirit. Spirit and mind are invisible. You are so selfish that you do not care to understand. S.P. This is not heaven. Doctor, this is Los Angeles, California. S.P. For God's sake, no, an expression never used by Mrs. Wickland. How did I come here? Doctor, by staying around that lady. That is how? She had to take those knocks to get you out. S.P. She's a fool to do it. Doctor, she wants to get rid of you and she will get rid of you. S.P. I will not have those knocks anymore. Doctor, higher spirits will show you something you do not like, if you do not behave yourself. S.P. Shrinking from some vision. I don't want that. Doctor, it is not what you want, it is what you get. S.P. Is that so? As nothing could be done to bring the spirit to an understanding, she was taken away by intelligent spirits. Upon a later occasion, when the patient, Mrs. Burton, was in the circle, another spirit was removed from her and, controlling Mrs. Wickland, spoke in a very individualistic manner. Spirit, Jimmy Huntington, patient, Mrs. Burton. The spirit kicked off both shoes, and seemed greatly disturbed. Doctor, what seems to be the trouble? Have you been in an accident of some kind? Holding psychic's hands firmly, you have no shoes on. S.P. I took them off. Doctor, tell us who you are. S.P. I don't know whether I want to. Doctor, tell us where you came from. S.P. I don't know that I have to do that. Doctor, we would like to know who you are. What seems to be the trouble? You don't seem to be comfortable. S.P. I am not. Doctor, what have you been doing lately? S.P. I haven't been doing anything. I have just been walking around. Doctor, and what else? S.P. Why, nothing in particular. It seems that I have been shut up somewhere. In patient's aura. Doctor, in what way? S.P. I don't know how it is, but I couldn't get out. Doctor, how would you explain that? S.P. I can't explain it in any way. Doctor, did you hear any talking? S.P. Yes, many people talked. Doctor, what did they say? S.P. One said one thing, one another. They all think they are so smart. Doctor, did you ever have any chance to say anything? S.P. Yes, but I got so mad, because there was always a woman there. She knew all I wanted to say. I felt that some times I should have a chance. Whenever they talked, that woman talked. A man has no chance to say anything when a woman begins to talk. Doctor, you must have been a married man. S.P. Why, yes, I am married. Doctor, was it a success or a failure? S.P. I don't know what it was, an excuse anyway. I was not so very happy. Women always talk too much. They can't leave a fellow alone a minute at a time. Doctor, what did they talk about? S.P. It's that woman, she talks and talks and talks. Patient, Mrs. Burton, who talked constantly, she never can keep still very long at a time. I felt sometimes like shaking her good. We just had some new company come in. They talk and talk. It makes me sick. They make me get out. They are the worst I ever saw. Doctor, did anything happen at all? SP. Lightning played around my head, until I didn't know where I was. Electrical treatment given patient. I thought it was far distant, but, my God and stars in heaven, how it hit me. Doctor. What did you want to do at such times? SP. I wanted to get hold of that lightning and try to stop it hitting my head, but the lightning strikes every time, it never misses. Lightning used to be different, it didn't always strike, but now it never misses. I never saw anything like it. There are stars before your eyes, and it feels terrible, but even while the lightning strikes, that woman keeps right on talking. Patient talked throughout treatment. Doctor, what does she talk about? SP. Nothing. She wants to be boss, and I want to be boss, so there we are. Doctor, what does she say? SP. You know how it is with women, they talk and talk, but there is never anything to it. Doctor, does the lady address you? SP. She torments me all the time. I feel like shaking her, but I don't seem to have any power anymore. Then there is another woman, and she goes right at it too. It makes me sick. What can you do with a woman to make her stop talking? If you can get any woman to stop talking, you'll have a pretty hard time to do it. Doctor, what is your name? SP. It's a long time since I heard it. Doctor, where did you come from? Are you in California? SP. No, I'm in Texas. Doctor, what did your mother call you when you were a boy? SP. James was my name, but they always called me Jimmy. Gosh. I don't know what is the matter with me. That lightning gets on my knees and feet, then from my head to my feet, but what I can't understand is, it never misses its aim. Doctor, how old are you? SP. I will say that I am a man about 50 years of age, but I want to say that during all my life, I never saw such lightning before, and what I can't understand is that nothing ever catches fire from it. Gosh. Yesterday I got into a regular nest, it was the worst I ever saw in my whole life. I think everyone was a devil. Obsessing spirits. There's another one standing over there, and that came yesterday. Doctor, how long have you been dead, Jimmy? SP. What do you mean? Doctor, I mean, how long is it since you lost your body? SP. I haven't lost it yet. Doctor, don't you realize that you are in a strange condition? SP. I have been that for a long time. Doctor, did you ever work in the oil business in Texas? SP. I don't know where I have been working, things are very queer. Doctor, where did you work? SP. In a blacksmith shop. Doctor, do you know what year it is? SP. No, I don't. Doctor, how are you going to vote this fall? For whom will you vote for president? SP. I don't know yet. Doctor, how do you like the present president? SP. I like him, he is pretty good. Doctor, do you know anything in particular about him? SP. He's all right, there's no flies on Roosevelt. Doctor, is he president? SP. Of course he is. He just got in. McKinley was also a good man, but you know, Mark Hanna had an awful influence over him. It is a long time since I bothered with politics. I have been shut up a long time, but, my God and stars in heaven, I'm nearly crazy from that woman talking all the time. Doctor, what woman is it that talks so much? SP. Can't you see her? Doctor, she might not be here. SP. Oh, yes, she is, it's that woman. Indicating patient. Doctor, what does she talk about? SP. Nothing but nonsense. She makes me sick. Doctor, what does she say in particular? SP. Nothing, she has not sense enough. She mocks me every once in a while. I'm going to get her someday. Stars in heaven, she's terrible. Doctor, now, friend, I want you to understand your condition. You have lost your physical body, and are now a spirit. SP. I have a body. If only that woman would keep still. Doctor, this is not your body. SP. Stars in heaven, whose body is it? Doctor, my wife's. SP. Stars in heaven and the heat from the sun. I'm not your wife. How could I be your wife when I'm a man? That's funny. Doctor, you are an invisible spirit. SP. Spirit? Do you mean a ghost? For heaven's sake, talk United States. Doctor, ghosts and spirits are the same thing. SP. I know ghosts and I know spirits. Doctor, they both mean the same thing. Taking hand of psychic. SP. Say, it's not nice for a man to hold another man's hand. If you want to hold hands, get hold of some lady's hand and hold that. Men don't hold each other's hands, comma, that's cold joy. Doctor, tell us what that woman says. SP. She just talks and says nothing. Doctor, is she young or old? SP. She's not so very young. I get so mad at her. Doctor, I am telling you the fact when I say you are a spirit. SP. When did I die then? Doctor, it must have been some time ago. Roosevelt has not been president for many years. He is a spirit like yourself. SP. Just like I am? Why, he's dead then. Doctor, so are you. SP. When I am here and listening to you, I can't be dead. Doctor, you have lost your body. SP. Say, don't hold my hand. It's such cold joy. Doctor, I am holding my wife's hand. SP. Well, you can hold her hand, but let mine alone. Doctor, do you recognize this hand as yours? SP. That isn't my hand. Doctor, it is the hand of my wife. SP. But I'm not your wife. Doctor, you are using my wife's body only temporarily. You lost your own body a long time ago. SP. How did that happen? Doctor, I don't know. Do you know you are in Los Angeles, California? SP. God, and stars in heaven, how did I come to California? I had no money. You know, there are two women here. One doesn't talk so much. She looks to me like she was sick. Another spirit obsessing patient, she doesn't say much, but I suppose she is so annoyed because that other woman talks so awful. Please don't hold my hand, I like to feel free. If I were alone with a lady, and I could hold her hand, that would be a different story. Aren't you satisfied to hold just one hand? Doctor, I have to hold both because you will not be quiet. Now, let us not lose any more time. SP. I wish sometimes I didn't have so much time on my hands. Doctor, we will give you something to do. SP. You will? That's good. If you can give me some work of some kind, I shall be very glad. Do you want me to fix horses, shoes? I used to shoe horses. Doctor, in what state? SP. Texas. That's a big state. Doctor, did you roam around a good deal? SP. Yes, quite a little. I was in Galveston, Dallas, San Antonio, and many other places. I traveled everywhere I wanted to go. I went to Houston and other cities. Doctor, you are a spirit and have been allowed to control my wife's body for a short time. We do not see you. SP. Say, just look at those devils there, limping around like a bunch of little imps. Obsessing spirits, they are all around that woman. Mrs. B. Doctor, you take them all with you when you leave. SP. Not much I won't. Touching necklace. What in the world is this? Doctor, that is my wife's neck ornament. SP. Your wife? Doctor, you have been brought here for enlightenment. You were fired out from that other lady. SP. Yes, with lightning. For the life of me, I never saw anything like it. There used to be thunder and lightning storms in Texas, and in Arkansas, but lightning did not strike every time as it did on me. Doctor, you will not have that thunder and lightning anymore. SP. I will not? That's good. Doctor, was your mother living in Texas? SP. Certainly, but she is dead. I should know, because I was at her funeral. Doctor, you were at the funeral of her body, not her spirit, soul or mind. SP. I suppose she went to heaven. Doctor, look around and see if you can see her. SP. Where? Doctor, she might be here. SP. What place is this anyhow? If I am your wife, I have never seen you before. Doctor, you are not my wife. SP. You called me your wife. Doctor, I did not say you are my wife. You are temporarily using her body. SP. For God's sake, in heaven and hell, how can I get out of your wife? Doctor, be sensible. What do those imps say? SP. They say they are going to stay. But I say, and say it strong, that they are all going to go. Doctor, do you want them to go with you? SP. I should say I do. Doctor, you can help them a great deal by reforming them and making them understand their condition. They need help. You are all ignorant spirits and have been bothering that lady. I am the one who gave you lightning and chased you out. You can all 90 to the spirit world and learn how to progress. SP. Is that woman going too? There is a whole lot, a gang, but I haven't seen any of them until lately. Doctor, can you see anybody you know? Just sit quietly for a moment and look around. SP. Excitedly. Why, here comes Nora. A spirit. Doctor, who is Nora? SP. Nora Huntington, she's my sister. Doctor, ask her if your name is Jimmy Huntington. SP. She says it is, and that she hasn't seen me for such a long time. Suddenly puzzled, but she's dead. Doctor, let her explain the situation. SP. She says, Jimmy, you come home with me. Where shall I come? Doctor, what does she say? SP. She says, to the spirit world, but I don't believe her. Doctor, was your sister in the habit of lying to you? SP. Number. Doctor, if she were honest before, would she lie now? SP. She says she has been hunting for me for years and she didn't know where I was. Doctor, where has she been? SP. Why, she's dead. I was at her funeral, and I know well that she was not buried alive. Doctor, you went to the funeral of her body, not her spirit. SP. This is her ghost then? Doctor, she is probably an intelligent spirit. We do not need to argue about that anymore. Let her explain. SP. She says, let us go, Jimmy, and take the gang with us. She says she is a missionary and helps everybody she can. She says she helps unfortunates. I have been unfortunate too. Doctor, tell this lady, this other spirit you have been talking about, to go with you. SP. She says if she leaves she has no body. Doctor, tell her she has a spirit body. She doesn't need a physical body. Tell her that they will teach her how to progress. You take the imps along too. SP. I can't carry them all with me. How do you know they all want to go with us? Doctor, they will go if you can show them anything better than they have now. Probably they never had any chance in life. SP. I never thought of that. Doctor, we cannot blame them all together. Show them the better way and they will follow. SP. Where am I now? Doctor, in California. SP. Where in California? Doctor, Los Angeles. SP. If you are in California, it doesn't mean that I am the two. Doctor, how could you be anywhere else, since you are here? SP. Of course, that is reasonable. The last I remember, I was in Dallas, Texas, and the first thing I knew I was struck on the back of my head. I was shoeing a horse when I was struck. Did he kill me? Doctor, he evidently chased you out of your body. Nobody ever dies. If you don't go soon, your sister will become tired of waiting for you. SP. I'll go with her, if you'll let me, but I'll have to walk. Doctor, how are you going to walk? With my wife's body? You will have to learn a new lesson. Just think yourself with your sister and you will be there instantly. You will have to travel by thought. SP. Stars in heaven, that's a new wrinkle. Doctor, now, friend, You can't stay any longer. SP. That's a nice way to talk to me. Doctor, I don't want you to use my wife's body any longer. SP. What body will I get hold of when I get out from here? Doctor, when you leave this body, you will have your spirit body. That is invisible to us. SP. Can I jump from this body into a spirit body? Doctor, your sister will explain. Just think yourself with your sister. You do not need any physical body for that purpose. SP. I am commencing to get sleepy. Doctor, go with your sister and follow her instructions. You will learn many new lessons in the spirit life. Take all the gang and the little imps with you. SP. To spirits. Now you come along with me, all of you, the whole lot of you. Doctor, will they all go with you? SP. Now we are going. Come on, the whole gang of you. Goodbye. Dash. On a subsequent date, a spirit Harry was brought to the circle for enlightenment, and, controlling Mrs. Wickland, maintained an interesting conversation regarding another spirit that had been troubling Mrs. Burton. Spirit, Harry. Doctor, where have you come from? SP. I don't know where I am, and I don't know what is the matter with me. Doctor, would you care to know what is the matter? SP. I don't know what is the matter. Doctor, did something happen to you? SP. That is what I should like to find out. Doctor, what have you been doing lately? SP. I don't know. Doctor, tell us who you are. Do you know? SP. Well, I should say well, I think I do. Doctor, where do you think you are? SP. I don't know. Doctor, yes, you do. SP. No, I don't know. Everything is so queer, and it just seems to me I don't know what's the matter. Doctor, can't you look back and see whether something happened to you? SP. I can't look back. I have no eyes in my back. Doctor, I mean, think back. SP. Think of my back. Doctor, no, think of your past. Just use your thinking faculties. SP. I don't know anything. Doctor, you must not be so mentally lazy. SP. What can a man do? Doctor, this is a woman sitting here. Are you a man or a woman? SP. I am a man, that fellow is a man, and the others are women. I have always been a man. I was never a woman, and never will be. You know I am a man. Doctor, look at your hands. Where did you get them? SP. Those are not my hands. Doctor, look at your feet. SP. They are not mine, either. I never was a woman, and I don't want women's hands and feet, and I don't want to borrow anyone's body now. Doctor, are you old? SP. Well, I'm not a young kid. Doctor, you are probably old in years but not in knowledge. SP. No, I don't know that I have so much knowledge. Doctor, if you had knowledge, you would not be in your present position. SP. That has nothing to do with knowledge. Doctor, knowledge is just what you lack. Tell us what your name is. Is it Mary? SP. Have you ever heard of a man being named Mary? That's ridiculous. Doctor, then tell us what your name is. I can only guess. SP. For goodness sake alive, man, it is a man's name, not a woman's. Doctor, introduce yourself. SP. What in the devil do you need my name for? Doctor, you are well versed in English. Did you have white hair as you have now? Referring to hair of psychic. SP. I had grey hair. Doctor, did you wear curls as you are doing now? SP. No, I don't like them. Doctor, did you wear a comb? SP. Did you ever know of a man wearing a comb? Doctor, where did you get that wedding ring? SP. I didn't steal anything. I don't want a woman's hand. Dr. John, where did you come from? SP. I'm not named John. Doctor, what did your wife call you? What did your mother call you? SP. She called me Harry. I was not married. Doctor, what is your other name? SP. I do not need to tell my name to a lot of women. Doctor, there are some gentlemen present. SP. How in the world did I get into this crowd of women? I hate women. Doctor, you must have been disappointed in love. What was the trouble? SP. I'd be a big fool to tell my secrets to a lot of women. Doctor, why did she marry the other man? SP. Who? Doctor, the girl who jilted you. SP. She never in my life, no. Doctor, weren't you disappointed in love? SP. Number. Doctor, then why do you hate women? SP. I must not tell you any of my secrets before this bunch of women, so they can sit here and laugh at me. I should like to know why all these women are staring at me. What's the matter with that man over there? Spirit, I mean the one behind that lady, Mrs. Burton, seated in circle. Mrs. B. I'm a man-hater. He can keep away from me. SP. Why is that man around her? Is he her husband? Lady, what does he hang around you for? What's the matter with you? Do you like him so well that you want him to stick to you like glue? Doctor, ask him how long he has been dead. SP. He sure is an ugly thing. I'm afraid of him. He looks like he wants to fight. Doctor, ask him how long he has been dead. SP. Dead? He sticks so she can't move without him. Whenever she moves, he moves. He seems to me like a monkey. Mrs. B. Say, take him away with you, will you? SP. Why should I take him for? For God's sake, I don't know the fellow. Do you like him, lady? Mrs. B. No, I don't. I'm tired of him. SP. What's the matter with him? Is he your husband? Mrs. B. No, he is not, and I don't understand it myself. SP. Do you like him? Mrs. B. No, I want him to get away from me. SP. Where am I, anyhow? Doctor, you are in Los Angeles, California. SP. There's also a woman around her, and she sticks like glue. Mrs. B. Are you here to help us? Can't you take those things away from me? SP. Do you like that man who is with you? Mrs. B. No, I am wild to get rid of him. The door is wide open, he can surely go. SP. For God's sake, shut the door. I don't want such a man following me. Why don't you tell the police? Can't the police take him away from you, if you don't want him? Doctor, they are all spirits. SP. Spirits? Doctor, yes, like yourself. SP. Oh, you tell me that man is a ghost, the one standing behind that woman there? Doctor, can you see him? SP. He's no spirit. He's a man. He stands there. He's afraid she will get away from him and he can't follow. He says he is sick of her. Doctor, he is a spirit but does not understand it. She does not see him and neither do we. He is invisible to us. SP. What kind of a place is this I came to? Doctor, we cannot see you either. SP. You can't? Don't you hear me? Doctor, we hear you, but we can't see you. SP. Is this a crowd of blind people? I can see them more and lots more. The whole room is full of people. Doctor, we can hear you, but we can only hear you talk through a woman's body. SP. Now, you're kidding me. You think that I would ever talk through a woman? Not much. I would not go across the street to talk through a woman. You know, I can't understand what this thing is. I don't know why I should be here. I don't know what's the matter. All of you are sitting around looking at me. Why are the people standing around each one here? There are others, standing around looking at me too. Could they have conversation with a fellow? Doctor, if I explain to you, will you try to understand? In the first place, you are dead, as people would say. SP. If I'm a dead one, that's a good thing. Doctor, you yourself are not dead. SP. But you said I was dead. Doctor, you are dead to your own people and friends. We know you are not dead in reality, you only lost your physical body. But you also have a spirit body when you pass out of your mortal body. You find yourself alive, and you have a spirit body, but you cannot explain it. SP. I know I have been walking a very great deal, and it seems to me I never get anywhere.